Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson, percussion layering for groove depth, focused on drum and bass. I'm excited to walk you through a practical workflow so your percussion sits tight with the break, but adds motion, weight, and spatial interest. This will be energetic, hands-on, and full of concrete device settings you can try right away. First, the goal. We're building a two-bar rolling DNB percussion section that layers a main break with three functional layers, a click for transient sap, a body for mid-low weight, and a texture layer for motion. You'll route everything to a percussion bus and use groove processing and macros so the groove can breathe and evolve across an arrangement. Quick setup reminders before we dive in. You should already know how to load samples, use drum rack and Simpler, and make group tracks in Ableton Live. We'll stick to stock devices, Simpler, drum rack, EQ8, compressor, glue compressor, drum bus, saturator, utility, multiband dynamics, reverb, delay, and the groove pool. Start by prepping the main break. Drag your amen or favorite break into an audio track and warp it to grid at your project tempo, drum and bass usually around 174 BPM. Duplicate that audio track and slice to a new MIDI track using slice by transient into a drum rack. In the drum rack, find the kick and snare slices that form the backbone and program a two-bar MIDI clip with those hits. Right-click the original break clip and choose extract groove to capture the natural microtiming. That groove will be your secret weapon for cohesive human feel. Now the layering architecture. Think function, not just sound. We'll make three chains: click, body, texture. For the click chain, load a short, high transient sample in Simpler. Rim clicks, short hats, or vinyl clicks work well. In Simpler, use classic mode, start at the transient, and set the clicks level around 6 to 10 decibels below your main snare in perceived loudness. Insert EQ8 and high pass around 2.5 to 4 kHz to keep only the top snap. If needed, add a slight shelf boost between 4 and 8 kHz of 1 to 2 dB. Add saturator with soft clip and 2 to 4 dB of drive, and then a light compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Very fast attack, under 1 millisecond. Release around 40 to 80 milliseconds. Clamping may be 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The click should sit forward but never dominate. For the body chain, pick a short low-mid percussive sound, a low tom, a conga slap, or a processed snare body. Load it into Simpler or Sampler and consider pitching it down a semitone or up to 6 semitones for better separation. Use EQ8 to high pass around 60 to 80 Hz to protect the sub and avoid clashing with the kick. Then gently cut 2 to 4 kHz if the click is clashing. Boost between 150 and 300 Hz by 2 to 3 dB for warmth if necessary. Compress with a slower attack of 6 to 12 milliseconds so the transient breathes. Release between 100 and 180 milliseconds. Ratio around 3 to 1 and aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This audio version is shortened for playback.